Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger. And Coach, your team makes a little bit of a statement last night. I know a lot of the experts thought that Mason City Newman, a pretty good team in Class A. I think they are still a pretty good team in Class A, but your team just played some good football. 42-7 over Mason City Newman Catholic last night, Coach.
Yeah, it was our guys played well. You know, it was a good football game. I know that what the score ended up, but they're a good football team. We're a good football team, and it was a slugfest there in the first half. You know, both sides had a few turnovers, but played good defense and offensively. Both teams moved the ball in the first half, and we were fortunate enough to come away with a 22-7, I believe, halftime lead. And they went down, I think, I can't remember what, and it was second quarter, they scored. I can't remember exactly the turn of events. I think we had under a minute, and we were going to look at running out of the clock, and then Mitchell Smith ran a draw for about 20, 30 yards, and we got on their side of the football, and then we just kind of worked on a little bit of hurry up we'd done in practice, and threw a nice pass to Jackson Johnson for a touchdown that really kind of changed the game. There, we went in, instead of 9, we went up 15, and, you know, then we were able to come out the second half and drive down the field, and unfortunately turned it over on that drive, but stopped on defense and took the ball back down again and scored and kind of opened things up a little bit. And, you know, our guys played well offensively. We moved the ball pretty consistently. Defensively, we got some stops when we needed them, and we gave up some yards, but would shut them down a few times that when they got on our side of the ball, or our side of the 50, and then we do get some stuff. Special teams wise, we got to clean up a few things. We got to take care of the football a little better and cut out some penalties. But all in all, our guys played hard. I mean, our efforts there and our will to, our desire to win is definitely there. And our guys worked hard. We came away with a big win because it's a good football team we played.
And you talked offensively. Seemed like you guys were pretty balanced with your attack as far as different guys getting the football. You had multiple guys over 30 yards rushing, four guys to be exact, over 30 yards rushing last night. And you had three different guys in the end zone on the ground. And you mentioned Jackson Johnson with his 42-yard touchdown reception. So offensively, Coach, a lot of different guys get in the mix.
Yeah, I think our leading rusher was Mitchell Smith. I think he had about 13 carries for 132 yards, and we kind of moved him all over the place. You know, we've had him in different positions, just trying to get the ball in his hands in different ways because he's a pretty dynamic player. And then, you know, last night, as you could probably figure, it was pretty warm, mm-hmm. And we had some guys, and we got tired as well. I know they got tired, and we got tired, and had to try to spread it out a little bit, rotate some guys in, and just. As you said, you know, we got some guys that can run the ball. We got some guys that pretty athletic, and we were able to spread it around, and it paid dividends, I think, there in the second half. We were able to rotate a little more than they were, I think, and that paid off. You know, we kept some fresh legs, and our guys, you know, we put the ball in their hand and did a nice job, did what they were supposed to do, and I think you're right. I think, you know, Cale Zuhl had another night. I think he had about 60 or 70 yards. Jackson Peterson had around 50 yards. I think he averaged about 10 yards a carry. And then I can't think off the top of my head who the rest of them were.
And Coach, let's talk a little bit about your defense now. A good night for your defense as well. Three interceptions for your secondary, which has been known to be pretty good for your team. So three interceptions for your team. And then defensively, just, holding a good offense to 7 points, a good night for them as well.
Yeah, you know, they did. They moved, like I said, they moved up and down the, they moved up and down the field on us a little bit, but held strong when needed to, and our linebackers, our defensive backs did a nice job. You know, they do an excellent job with their timing routes, and the quarterback gets the ball out of his hands. He doesn't take sacks very often, and he takes care of the ball. I think last year, all of last year, he had two interceptions. And we were able to get three from him last night. And our guys, you know, defensive line had pressure on him a lot of the night. You know, our guys, like, again, we rotate about 6-7 deep on that defensive line. And I know David Smith had a few times he got his hands on the quarterback. Brighton Coogee, Caden Douglas, Malachi Reddick, Nolan Vasky, and Ian Connor, and some of those guys were out on our front line and putting the pressure on them. And our linebackers did an excellent job getting their drops. I think Rylan Barnes got two takeaways last night. One was a really big one there in the, I think it would have been either their first or second drive on their side of the field. I think he picked one off on their 10-yard line. Almost got his foot in the ground to get it in the end zone, but kind of his footing came up underneath him, but secured the interception. And Kellen Smith is the one that had an excellent night defensively. You know, he had one interception, but that's not really even the biggest part. He had about four or five, I'd say, pass breakups. It was all over some of the receivers on his side of the ball. So our linebackers and DBs did an excellent job of dealing with a receiving core that have quite a few, I'd say, quite a bit of height on our compared to our guys. So they did a nice job, and, you know, they just competed for the ball. They did what they were asked to do, and you know, they played hard, and that's good things happen when you do that.
Coach, I mentioned to start this show a statement game for your team. Do you guys feel, or do you feel at all that, you know, again, going back to what we talked about in the preseason, you know, some people were wondering, what does West Hancock have? Can they be a top team in Class A? And I think last night was your guys' statement to the state that, hey, we're still here. We're still the top dogs. Come beat us.
I think, you know, Newman is a good team. I think you're right. We knew that they were going to be tough to deal with. And, you know, we told our guys all week that this could be a measuring stick with where we're at. Last week with Garney, they had a couple guys get hurt in the game. It kind of changed the outcome, or not the outcome, the scenery of the game, of how things were going to go. But this week, we knew what Newman had, and we knew coming in that it would kind of tell us of who we were and where we're at. And I think it kind of tells us that of what we're capable of doing. And I think you're right. We lost a great group, senior group last year. Some guys, great leadership, but we've got some guys that have been waiting in the balance, waiting for their shot. And, you know, and we had a lot of good football players last year that didn't get a lot of playing time that weren't able to get on the field. And some of them were excited to have their time. And I think that's where we're at right now. We've got some guys that are itching to play, that are excited to show people what they can do. And we're seeing that right now. And I think we'll continue to get better as the year goes on. And we just got to keep doing things the right way and keep working hard and keep trying to get better each week.
Coach, turn your attentions now to next week as you guys will take on a Lake Mills team that definitely hasn't started the season where they want to be, but a Lake Mills team that has some good athletes. We've seen what Lake Mills school has done with some of their sports as of late. There's good athletes there, so your team's got to be ready to go to Lake Mills next week.
Yeah, they'll always have athletes, that's for sure. So, you know, they run some of that option look. It'd be different than what we've seen, and we'll prepare all week defensively. And then offensively, we got to continue to get better with what we're doing, move the ball around, and continue to – there's some different things we want to try to do, but every week it's just important, no matter who you're playing, that you try to get better every week. And, you know, there's definite things that we have to work on. And, you know, and Lake Mills will present their own challenges in different ways, and we just got to ball get better, erasing silly penalties, and just take the next week and the next challenge and the next opponent and see what we can do then.
Coach, it's been a while since you guys have been to Lake Mills, right around 2014, 2015, probably somewhere in there the last time that your team has played at Lake Mills. So how about going to this kind of a new environment, a place that none of these kids have ever been to, and they would have been pretty small the last time you guys played at Lake Mills. So a new environment for them, that could change things a little bit.
Yeah, I think varsity-wise, you're right. JV, though, we usually play them every year, so most of these guys should have seen been up there in that facility at some point. But you're right, and it's always kind of fun to get to different places for some guys to get on the road. And, you know, it's always great to play at home, don't get me wrong. But to get on some of them road trips and go other places and with those different challenges presented. But, yeah, most of our guys should have been up there at some point, but it'll be our first road trip this year, and we'll see where we're at for that.
Awesome. Coach, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate you taking a few moments with us. We wish you the best of luck against Lake Mills next week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
sounds good. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
That was West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger.